Amen. I want to thank Brother Motley for leading us in our singing this evening. Grateful for the scripture lesson read by Brother Gary Davis. We are appreciative of the prayer that was led meaningfully and thoughtfully by Brother Solomon. And we're grateful for the presence of each of you this evening. It is a joy to be a child of God. And it is a joy to be a part of His family and to have you as spiritual brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, our Lord. It's so good to be here and to see each of you here this evening as we continue and conclude our worship service this Lord's Day. We invite your attention to the passage of scripture that was read just a few moments ago. We would like to ask a question in the context of this passage. That question is a question that is raised with reference to each and every one of us. The question is, how is your appetite? How is your appetite? And I'm not thinking in terms of your appetite for grilled steaks or your appetite for barbecued ribs or your appetite for macaroni and cheese or your appetite for banana split cake or your appetite for banana pudding or your appetite for pizza, your appetite for a good Cracker Barrel meal. I'm not asking about your appetite for physical food. I'm asking, how is your appetite as it relates to the Word of God? We should have a keen or sharp appetite for the Word of God. My dad used to ask, if you seem like you were a little puny, he would be concerned about you and wondering how you were feeling. And he would raise the question sometimes, are you in good table order? And what he was saying was, do you have a good appetite? And are you eating on a regular basis in a healthy and meaningful way? My brother, Abraham, we were very concerned about him several months ago because he lost his appetite for food. He began to lose weight. He began to lose weight. And he began to become thinner and thinner. And we talked to him about eating. We try to encourage him to eat. We try to offer him various foods, but he just didn't feel like eating. He didn't have very much of an appetite, and during one period of time, he had to literally force himself to eat so he could sustain life and limb. And all of us rejoiced when he reached the point where he experienced a return of his appetite for good, healthy food. And we rejoiced likewise when he began to put on some pounds that he had lost And he began to move around and to look better and to do better. A lot of that had to do with the return of his appetite. We knew already that he was ill, but we became increasingly concerned when he lost his appetite for physical food. The same thing can be said with reference to our appetite for spiritual food. There's no way we can maintain our spiritual health and our spiritual vitality without ingesting the Word of God on a regular basis, by feeding our souls and our spirits with the Word of God. Notice again Jeremiah chapter 15, verses 15 and 16. O Lord, thou knowest, remember me and visit me and revenge me of my persecutors. Take me not away in thy long suffering. Know that for thy sake I have suffered rebuke. Jeremiah was persecuted severely. Jeremiah was persecuted serially. He had a number of episodes of persecution at the hands of rebellious, stubborn, stiff-necked people of God. He says in verse 16, thy words were found, and I did eat them, and thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. Jeremiah was devoted to the Word of God. And in our text, we see his great devotion to the Word of God and the resulting effects, which included his call into service. Let's focus briefly on Jeremiah's healthy, sharp appetite for the Word of God and his appreciation for it. He says, thy words were found. You will not find the word unless you look for it. And although it be not far from any one of us, many of us don't put forth much of an effort to find it, to find the rich, delectable, delicious, healthy words of God. If, as Jesus said in John chapter 5 and verse 39, he said to his auditors, search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. And they are they which testify of me. Sometimes when you are out of town and you are hungry and you're not really familiar with the area, you embark upon a search to try to find some place that is open, especially if it's late. You are seriously searching for food to satisfy your appetite. You pass by Burger King and it's closed. You go on by Wendy's and it's closed. You go by Domino's and it's closed. You go by Pizza Hut and it's closed. You go by numerous restaurant establishments and nobody is open. But you have to have something to eat. Subway is closed. Jack in the Box is closed. Popeyes is closed. So you end up going to Kroger. No hamburgers, no good pizza, none of your favorite food, but because you're hungry, you are searching for something with which you can satisfy your appetite. That same kind of spirit should characterize us as people of God interested in satisfying our spiritual appetite. Our lack of learning of the word is often a lack of industry in pursuing the word. Jeremiah said, "Thy words were found." Also says that when one moves to a new community, he needs to look for a faithful church of the Lord where the word of God is preached faithfully and taught faithfully. Do not settle in a church or a congregation where the word is not up front and center. And we need to make sure that that's true of us. We must give the word of God precedence. We must give it preeminence, and we must give it priority. In our lives, in the pulpit, in the classroom, it is vitally significant that we love the word of God and give it that place of prominence that it deserves. Jeremiah did not just say, "Thy words were found," but he also emphasized, "I did eat them." After the finding comes the feeding. Many get new Bibles, but never read them. Many get new quarterlies, but never do any real deep study or any research and really invest adequate, sufficient time and effort and energy in discovering and ingesting the word of God. This is like filling your cupboard with food, but not eating the food. Some do not eat the word of God because of poor appetites. They have filled their soul with the junk food of the world, such as too much TV, such as reading from worldly periodicals, such as conversing with and hanging with those who are unspiritual and uncommitted to the word of God and who are not faithful followers of him. And so they are about as interested in the preaching and teaching of the word of God as children are interested in broccoli and other distasteful vegetables that are good for them. Jeremiah said, "Thy words were found, and I did eat them." And then he states in the next section, "Thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart." If you get into the word faithfully and eat the word spiritually, you will find a great delight to your soul. Do you enjoy the word of God? Does the word of God cause you pleasure? Does the word of God boost your spirits? Does the word of God elevate your hopes? Does the word of God stabilize and strengthen your faith? Does the Word of God empower you to be involved in good works for the Lord? If you will faithfully and fully eat the Word spiritually, you will find it a great delight to your soul. But most people have little delight in the Word. They are like those Jeremiah spoke to, whom the word of the Lord is unto them a reproach. They have no delight in it. What about you and your attitude and your desire for the Word of God? Jesus, in the famous Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 6, gives us one of the Beatitudes. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Jesus, when tempted by Satan, after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, afterwards he was hungry. He was hungry for physical food. And Satan, his adversary, the devil, tried to tempt him against the background of his deprivation of physical food and tried to make an appeal to him to yield, because he was hungry. He knew that Jesus was hungry. He knew that Jesus was spiritually strong, but he was physically famished. He was weary and weak, and his system was depleted of valuable nutrients. I'm sure he was almost faint, but his spiritual vitality was strong. And so when Jesus was approached by the devil, and the devil said, "All right, if you be the Son of God, command that these stones be turned into bread." Jesus was quick with an appropriate and powerful response, and he simply said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Jesus was hungry physically, but Jesus was full on a spiritual level. And we need to keep full spiritually. We need to have balanced meals on a spiritual level each and every day. Folks used to eat three meals a day. They'd eat breakfast, lunch, and supper. Some call supper dinner. Of course, now a lot of folks don't eat three meals a day anymore. Some eat just two meals a day. But unfortunately, some eat five or six meals a day. But we need to maintain a balanced diet on a spiritual level. We need to keep our appetites sharp. We need to remain and stay in good table order from a spiritual perspective. The lesson is yours. If you are suffering some spiritual malady that renders you with a very weak appetite, which is indicative of a spiritual illness, the Lord is able to cure you of whatever illness you might have, and he's able to restore your appetite to an appropriate level. But you have to take the initiative. He has what it takes in order to cure you and to return a healthy appetite on a spiritual level. If you're here and you're not a Christian, why not become one? Why not obey the gospel of Christ today? You've heard it. You probably have heard it numerous times, how Jesus died for your sins and mine on the cross of Calvary, how he died and how he was buried and how he was resurrected from the grave. He did all of that because he loved you and me so. Believe that good news with all of your heart. Repent of your sins. Confess your faith. And submit to baptism in water for the remission of your sins, and you can arise to walk in the newness of life. And you can feed the new spiritual man with a regular diet, balanced diet of the Word of God. If you're here and you're already a Christian, but have lost your appetite for God's Word and for spiritual things, that can be restored through repentance, confession, and prayer. We urge you to come now as we together stand and sing.
Come to Jesus, he will save you, though your sin